Hello, this is Charlie, and you're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And I'm Joe Rosenberg, and I'm here with Charlie.
Thanks for joining us this week, Joe Rosenberg. Mia will be here soon, and we have an exciting show for you this week with some album, I don't know, unboxings? I don't know, what's the right word for that?
Unsheathing? De-sheathing? De-stalking?
And we're also airing the show at the same time as very exciting Western Conference Finals Game 4.
What's the score?
26-18, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Let me check the stats. Let's see who's cooking and let's see who's not. Kyrie just missed a three-point.
Anthony Edwards has 13 points.
He has 14 points, actually.
Ooh, this is behind.
Naz Reid, 2 points. Wow, no one else on his team has more than four. Luka has 10. It is also just the end of the first quarter, so don't read into anything, ever. I said the Mavs would be here. This is true. Check the facts.
It was more than 2 weeks ago. We can't pull the receipts. Actually, we could pull the receipts, but it would take effort. That's a reminder that all episodes of every show on WMFO are available to stream on our website for 2 weeks after they broadcast, and you have to ask us if you want older shows, but they're available too. Shh. You just have to know the specific time. So, the first song that we're going to listen to today is, well, I bought a bunch of records lately. In the last maybe 2 weeks or so, I've been to record, maybe three or four different record stores, and I've spent too much money in all of them.
Did you ever listen to the ones that I got, like the CDs?
Beanie Man? We played Beanie Man.
Yeah, but like, have you listened to it? I don't know. I don't think we listened to the whole thing.
I don't think I listened to the album in full, but I've listened to a bunch of the songs on it.
Okay.
They're pretty funny. I came across another Beanie Man CD in the Goodwill in Davis.
Nice.
A couple weeks ago. I did not buy it, though. I ended up buying Gladiator instead.
Like the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I watched that recently. I watched that with my family, actually. It's like great movie. We went on like a streak. It was a couple of nights of just watching like Rome, Greece, like historical fiction type films like that. It was a nice couple of days. I was really inspired as a man and as a person by those heroes. You know, the ones you hear about in the myths and such.
I first watched that movie when I was in 7th grade. My history class did a unit on ancient Rome, and the teacher showed us that movie, and they were like, oh, they told all our parents that they were going to show us an edited version without any of the
graphic
things.
Was it Gladiator or Spartacus?
Gladiator.
Because I watched Spartacus in 9th grade Latin, and the same thing. It was like, we're cutting out the...
We didn't actually have a censored version. The teacher was just supposed to pause and skip ahead.
They just didn't.
Well, she did for most of them, but forgot for the scene where the kid gets run over by the chariot. That's not a fun scene to watch.
Yeah, no, I think, well, my good teacher
movie.
Just like...
Good movie.
She like had written down like this. Can I say that? The S-E-X? Can I say that on air?
I think you have to use circumlocutions.
The fornication scenes in that movie. The teacher like paused and skipped around, but she didn't really care about violence. We were all, you know, in high school, grown up, like big boys and girls now. Like,
all right, we gotta get off this topic. We're going to listen to a song and then come back with a new topic of conversation that isn't this.
Enjoy the music.
get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then, we never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older, we never thought we'd grow cold. Knew his name. He'd come to town and he would pound it for a couple of days, and then he'd sail across the bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay.
Classical remains.
That was Classical by Vampire Weekend. That's off their new album, Only God Was Above Us. I got the vinyl for that one. That's what we're listening to.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay.
All of their albums come with posters.
Oh, true. I could have told you that, actually, probably. Considering
you lived with several of them?
Yeah.
Contra one's still in my kitchen.
I woke up and stared into that woman's eyes every single morning for 2 years. It was beautiful. I fell in love with her, and she broke my heart. All. Yeah.
Sure, it's those eyes.
That stare, man. That lovely, lovely deadpan stare.
I have no idea what we should listen to. We only have the records for now because my computer's dead. I did bring a charger, though. I lost both of my USB-C computer chargers this semester.
Really?
And I charge my computer using my Switch charger.
I have my computer charger that I usually don't like take it out of my room, for real.
Are you watching the game on your phone?
No, I'm watching the end of the Cardinals game. It's the bottom of the ninth. Cardinals up 7-1 over the Reds. The Cardinals pitcher just hit a batter. It's first and third, but two outs. So. It doesn't really matter what happens from here.
Timberwolves are only up three now.
It's because they're fraudulent. They're going to get swept. But double sweep? A little twofer?
And then, well, 2 weeks of no basketball?
What do you mean? When do the finals start?
June 6th, no matter how long this series goes.
Really? Yeah. That's not lit. That's not lit at all. They're going to be so rested. That's like going to be crazy basketball, but that's not the point. It's supposed to be when all the teams are so tired. Poor Zingod is going to get so much time.
A random number just texted me, "Hi" in caps.
That's better than the random texts I get. I get the ones that are just in Mandarin. They're crazy. I wonder who sends those to me. I wonder if they're really meant for me.
Do you want to tell that story?
Oh, sure.
Cause I feel like
I've gotten a couple.
Knowing the context makes that line a lot funnier.
Okay. I've gotten a couple of texts just from random numbers that it's like U.S. numbers. Which I guess doesn't make sense. I mean, I wish I could show a picture over the radio, but it's not the form of media that we're using. But it's just forms. I got one that said, "Hello, are you busy now?" But in Mandarin. And then there's another one that said, "Excuse me, do you have time to consult you?" Which I don't know if I should respond to those or. Like, I haven't responded to them thus far. I got one that said, "Hello, Auntie Wang gave me your contact information. When are you free to have dinner together and get to know each other?" Which, like, honestly sounds like it could be a really good opportunity for me. Like, what if Auntie Wang is really just trying to set me up.
This could be true.
With either like a trusted associate or like maybe that's my love interest. Maybe. That would be. What if? Yeah. Thank you, Auntie Wang.
My computer is still not like back to life yet.
Back to life? Oh, you should play that. That's a,
we can't.
Sunday service choir. Back to life.
My computer is dead.
Steady, are you ready? What's going on?
I could play something from the computer. Or we could just do some a cappella. Some Beezlebubs.
Oh, yeah.
So singing challenge.
How sweet the sound.
We went to karaoke last night and
in the top of
you would have killed
sky.
It.
No. For anything more, we state your name. Your name we proclaim. Get the North Dakota one. We got a record from North Dakota, or Charlie got a record from North Dakota from a four-letter station name that begins with a K that we looked it up. I forget what it is. K-Woof.
So, I bought another station's record.
Traitorous.
I don't think that's against any, like, code.
Heretic. Heretic.
Do you think it is?
Not at all. I'm just...
But this, it says, new wave, good, punchy. One, good. Two, great. Four, good. Which is contradicted...
By the
list on the back, which has
more than 1, 2, 4 songs.
Track 4 and track 6 starred.
What's track 4 called and what's track 6 called?
Love Fallout and Blow Wind from Alesund.
Let's do that one.
We'll listen to a selection.
Let's blow some wind from Alesund.
It's a really cool cover. It's like an old-fashioned fountain pen and like this cool abstract art. Mia just got here. Everyone say hi, Mia. Hi, Mia.
Hi, Mia. I just took the bearings out of this fidget spinner. It's so naked now. It's so sad. The death of spinner. Was I funny? Let's go. Let's go, guys. It's official.
This is Love Fallout. Do we like this?
Chat. Yeah. Chat, tell me if this is good. Chat. What's up, Cody?
Good. This isn't Love Fallout. I just because Mia has been playing Fallout.
Hi. Yeah. Facts. I did get into Fallout really, really hard. Still pretty good.
Oh, this hard? Yo, chat. This is hard, right? Yo, chat. Chat, am I speaking or no? But there's a woman out there dancing on the third floor, making as if her life depended on a union with the light. I wish she may have pulled the blinds that can stop the light. If it wasn't for this vision, I might have killed another night. That was the higher altitude.
low-key, I didn't like this one. But I'm just a hater at heart. Joe, you were just trying to seagull some fries off Mia there.
Well, it wasn't her food. There was food that wasn't picked up, so.
Oh, it's completely fair. I used to do that all the time when I worked in a restaurant. When people would, like, send their meals back when they were done.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they'd,
it's food.
They'd leave, like, food. All the fries there. I'd eat them all.
Yeah, you should. That's how the world goes around. It's like Ratatouille, but with humans. And it's, you're not a chef, you're just eating food. In the kitchen, maybe. Maybe not in the kitchen. I did that at Jimmy John's, except instead of people sending sandwiches back, it was just me making myself sandwiches.
Oh, I was looking at my liked songs to see what we could listen to. Do you listen to the new Vince Staples album?
I did not. You listen to the new Childish Gambino?
It's the old Childish Gambino album.
What? Is it re-release? I was like, it sounds familiar.
He took the old version, which was, like, officially incomplete, down from streaming.
Oh.
And then it was just gone for, like, 5-10 days. And then he put up the finished version called Ada Vista.
Yeah.
Where he gave the songs cringy names.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad enough that they were just numbers, but that was fine. That's neutral. But when the song is named Psilocybe Millennial Love... That song was a staple of the show for the last 2 years.
We don't get
probably.
It. We just don't get it because we're not millennials.
Years.
We're just not millennials.
But we're never going to get to listen to that song again on this show.
But it's Psilocybe. It's a great song. Sicilian. Childish Gambino said what about Sicilians? Whoa. Childish Gambino officially comes out against Sicily. La Sicilia.
All right, once again, we gotta pull the plug on this one. We're actually gonna listen to one of the songs from the new Vince Staples album, Shame on the Devil.
I learned my lesson, but I still chase thrills, I'm imperfected. I don't wanna talk on the phone, leave me a message. Voices still in my head. Beef with my closest of friends and made no amends. I'd rather kill him instead, out of the rumors to spread. You pick the one that's gonna get us some fair time.
Voice to calling with deadlines.
Shame on the devil, untouched by an angel alone, made me special.
Mission complete, out of the mud. Label the leader, they following cuz. Light on my feet, floating above. I don't be creeping and keeping in touch. I'm on some hoes that'll pull up to give me some pussy before they come give me a hug. Shit is disgusting, but then only the heavens can judge. Look what I'm juggling. Tommy the clown, mama then found a way. Keeping me clean, wiping me down. Low when that boozy or webby will play. Passing the Getty to pull up on bait. Getting them Malibu chills. Though we not talking as much as we should. Know that I'm proud of you still. Sliding for Shelly and Phil. If I don't do it, who will? Tell me who shoot for the shooters. Who gon' look after Medusa? Life is a bitch, hit it and quit. Deal with the karma, the sutra. Focus on commas like future.
Touched by an angel alone, made me special.
Made me special.
I've prayed for days like this. I don't think it's a good day.
We're gonna hop back in right now. This is Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on WMFO. This is Charlie. I got Joe with me, and we're gonna do unboxing as promised earlier in the show.
And this is perfect because we are almost nearly exactly at the midpoint of the show.
No, we're not.
What?
We're here.
Oh,
until
we're
11.
Here for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that. But we're at the midpoint of the first hour of this show. So naturally, Charlie, do you want to introduce what you have in your hands right now? Why it's kind of topical for half?
I don't know if it's
times.
Topical at all, but half times. True.
Yeah.
True, half time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some ASMR. I'm unwrapping a sealed record right now. National Football League Championship Game, Super Bowl 8, Halftime Spectacular Carnival, January 21st, 1979. If I can get it open.
I just devoured that burger.
Chicken burger?
No. Burger.
Type shit.
It was really busy today.
Joe,
at the restaurant.
Can't say that.
Oh, sorry. Type E. Type E. Can I say that?
Sorry.
I'm delirious right now, guys. I'm delirious.
Are you still concussed? yes. No.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I haven't regained my mental capabilities.
Little by little.
It's all right. I'll live.
Little by little.
I'll live.
Mm. Oh, but I was like, I work at a restaurant called Shy Bird. Packed. It was packed. Yeah, guess
Shy
what?
Bird.
They cook birds.
Oh,
like
nice.
Bull chickens.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, and it was packed today. Crazy.
So this first song. Ooh, I don't even know how we're gonna log this on Spinatron. There's not really like a list here.
Let me see. Oh, the Super Bowl one.
Yeah.
All right.
Big as a Super Bowl.
Sad. There's no. Just Antigua, Guadalupe.
Well, there's the list down there. If you hand it back to me,
yeah.
I can type it in.
So there is a list.
Yeah, but no, I don't know who the artist is.
I thought it was under the name, but there were a lot of British people that worked today. Always a shock. Yeah, like customers. Always a shock. They were like
worked or ate. Like, were there?
They were customers.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought you said worked.
At work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were like, what? Y'all just got some British show workers?
No, that'd be crazy.
Should I give my second item on the Domino's mix and match?
I always get the garlic bread.
I know you get the garlic bread, but I don't think I want the garlic bread.
Are you ordering here?
No, I'm going to order it to my house. And I probably won't stay for the full 2 hours because I think I'm going to fall asleep. I'm coming down off 3 energy drinks. I finished school today.
Oh, officially, right. I heard about this.
Yeah.
About the essays.
My brain is completely shot right now. Just with concussion and 3 energy drinks to get me through today.
Yeah.
No, didn't take a nap.
That's
a big one.
Really,
no nap.
Yeah, no
and
nap.
I'm hungry.
Cranky.
That's what I've had today. Like
cranky.
3 energy drinks. I made a bowl of ramen.
But that's like.
That's what I've eaten.
Nothing.
Yeah,
no.
So I might do 2. I might do 2 pizzas. Is that crazy, guys?
No. You have for breakfast tomorrow
Am
if
I
you want.
Am I tweaking, guys? Yeah. Oh, I do love getting the chicken nuggets, though.
They have chicken nuggets?
Boneless wings. they're fire.
This sounds good, Charlie. I like it.
Alitas sin salsa?
I still don't know how to log this on Spinatron.
Should I get alitas or pechuguitas?
Alitas.
And
oh my god, I ran into somebody.
No quiero los huesos.
I met in Miami today.
No,
that are friends word. With Mariana's family. I spent New Year's with Mariana, and there were a bunch of families. A lot of her family's friends' kids graduated from Tufts as well. So there's this couple, Pablo and Christina, who met at Tufts and, you know, got married, and they were at the restaurant today with their parents. And I'm like, these people look so familiar. And so at the end of the night when they were leaving, I was like, hey, I'm sorry. I know you guys. They're like, we know you too. So it was nice to be like, hey. Cheeky. And then they recognized me. Pretty funny. Small world. Small world. I will say.
Loaded tots.
That could be crazy.
Loaded tots.
It's hot in here.
You think so?
Air conditioner. You're not doing your job.
It's kind of cold, I feel like.
I'm like, also, I don't know.
So I would say there's more of a chill in there than a warm in there.
There's more humid in the air than a chill in the air.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. You're like shining.
So we like this, but do we want to move on to the next song?
Is there another one on there? What countries are represented on this album?
Antigua, Guadalupe. It's on the back.
Which one?
Oh, we also have to read a PSA.
Yeah, Antigua, Guadalupe, the DR, Barbados, Saint
Lucia.
The
actual
Lucia,
bands are on the other side.
It's just a bunch of the Caribbean. Aruba, Curaçao, Trinidad and Tobago.
Cuba.
Oh, thank you.
Curaçao.
Yeah, Virgin Islands, Haiti, Puerto Rico, Antigua. Yeah, Barbados, Jamaica. A lot. I like it.
Before they had an actual solo or like group performer at Super Bowls,
mm-hmm.
they were just having tons of people. There was like a full carnival.
This is just so cool.
In the middle.
How long was it?
In the middle of the game.
How long did it like? You know, and I think that's the way it should be. Like, imagine just like a party. Like a party full of like flavor and, you know, culture, and just the middle of this.
I think the Dolphins won that Super Bowl.
No way. What year was this? 1979? January 21st, 1979. Super Bowl 13? Is it? Yeah. No. Is this 13?
Oh, yeah. True. Never mind. I was thinking 8. I'm... 13. It's the Steelers and the Cowboys.
Oh, so not the Dolphins.
The Steelers won.
So cool.
Let's listen to something else, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
PSA.
Yeah, I have a PSA.
So that was a version of Eyes of the World from the Pacific Northwest 73-74 tour from the Dead. R.I.P. Bill Walton.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Go Celtics.
I miss.
Oh, true.
I'm going to miss Pac-12 basketball broadcasts with Bill Walton. Now that the Pac-12 and Bill
which
Walton.
One? Okay, I'm going to look
them up. Are no longer with us.
This is really sad.
Those were the best. Like when he would commentate the Oregon games, growing up as an Oregon appreciator. Oh.
Oh, that guy.
Do you want to read your PSA?
Yeah, I'm going to read a PSA now. X-ray. CT scan. Ultrasound. MRI. Mammography. Angiogram. Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests? Now there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy to understand way.
radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free, doesn't require registration, and is available in Spanish. Radiology Info is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility. Be informed about your radiology exam. Visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America. Brah.
Very nice.
Nice.
More informed.
I know where I would get my radials.
So radials.
Before Joe leaves, he's leaving at 10. We have to do our second unboxing.
Truth.
And this is the reason for the whole thing, because Joe, if people are regular listeners to this show, they may know that you have a penchant for sound effects.
True.
Wow. We really abused
that.
That
was a good one. We abused it.
It wasn't
like,
even me.
Abuse.
Yeah.
I abused it.
Wow.
Played it all the time.
Was it the jaguar? Yeah. Every little...
Or Simba in the scene where the hyenas have a corner and he's trying to do a roar.
Did you see that Northwest played Simba at the Hollywood Bowl?
What?
Northwest, Kanye West's
child. Oh, is going to be Simba?
Was Simba... bad.
In like a Yeezy style.
It's so that's bad. So like Simba.
Watch.
So it's like imagine like it. Baggy shorts, like the shoes and like baggy
fitted. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
So
that's gonna
bad.
Be the wave in 4 years. You just don't know it yet.
It's like everybody else was dressed up as like their animals, and then it's just Northwest like I'm not dressing up as a lion.
Well, she's the goat. She's funny on the internet.
So we're
Are you not tapped into every single thing on the internet ever?
No,
we're
ever.
Starting off with comedy section.
Oh, this is exciting.
How can we...
This is amazing.
Is this the first, like, a 55-second one?
This is a slapstick.
Yeah.
This one is called Drunk.
That's good.
I need to get a piano.
The house next to you has a piano. Someone was playing it when I walked by.
That's good.
You should just make friends with them and maybe they'll let you play.
Take their piano.
I should take their piano.
Just take it.
They call me.
Just be like, hey, can I play a piano? And then you steal it.
I am the music master. Or something.
What's this?
It's strings. It's supposed to be for slaps.
Body slaps. Yeah.
Oh, like...
Body shot. Body shot. Ba, ba, ba. Bra. Ba, 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 ba. Ha.
For comedy, that was a little dramatic.
Yeah, a little scary.
So this next one is called... We've moved on from comedy to sentiment.
This is the type of music that makes you feel something.
This is pathos, so... Yes.
I can feel it. Can't you feel it, Charlie?
It's kind of hard.
Can you feel
to
it?
Like move between the songs here. Like this is supposed to be for like home silent movie editing. Yeah, uh-huh. This is Music for Silent Movies by Dennis Wilson.
Well, the people
sound
who are,
effects
the people
numbers
who are
22 from BBC Records and Tapes.
The people editing these are probably just goated and are just able to do it well. Goat status.
Because they're all like 2 seconds each.
Me thinking they were 2 minutes each.
This one is Romance. Let's move on from sentiment. Let's try drama real quick.
I wonder what this is.
Chat of my tweet game.
This is, we're gonna get hunted by Dracula.
Literally. Remember, it's a silent movie, though.
It's like a shriek.
So it's just...
You can't say anything.
It's with the text on it.
Yeah, it's just...
It just says, ah.
It just says, ah. Like, it's the scene, and then
freaky.
It cuts to a
is
scene where it says, ah.
Is there a freaky section?
There's action. We move on to action.
Where's the freaky section?
Freaky horror?
I think this is
I'm going
chase.
Freaky on freaky.
Oh, I like this chase. It's very... This is... What year is this again?
1230. Is that gothic?
I don't know.
Is that post-gothic?
Because the actual record itself is from 1979, but this sounds old.
Oh, you picked him off. Nice.
Because this is like something that you would hear in the cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Doctor Who?
Dr. Caligari.
Yes, Doctor Who's good. They have the new Doctor Who.
True, with the guy from... Can I say the name of the show?
Yeah.
From the guy from Sex Ed. I forgot his name.
Have you seen Death on the Nile?
Show?
It's a movie.
Oh.
With Hercule Poirot. It's like a little detective film. I don't know. I watched it last night. It was good.
The Timberwolves and the Mavericks are tied 49 at halftime. I actually think this is Chase.
Oh,
the last
oh
song
that's
was
a
conflict.
Bad movie.
It was fire, bro.
With what's her face? Gal Gadot?
Yeah, it was fire. Don't worry.
Gal Gadot got shot in the head.
Yeah, no, you couldn't hear that all. All
right, we're going to move on to... The last section on this.
I saw this movie. Wait, do you have to do your closing remarks before 10?
No.
Like, oh, this has like. You don't have to say the station ID again.
Well, we do. We have to say it between 9:55 and 10:05. So I can just rip it off right now. This is Charlie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Free From Radio. Yay.
Yay.
That's it.
I thought it was like...
Thanks, FCC.
I thought it was like 55 to like the hour and then the hour to 05. I know.
You gotta double up. Nice.
Nope.
You know I had to double it. You know I had to double it.
Ooh, this one's good.
I like this one. What could it be?
Yankees little home run.
Far East. In fact, I do feel like this is what would be playing in my head if I was at Kowloon Restaurant meeting Peyton Pritchard.
Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah.
We'll get there someday. Dallas Mavericks up 4.
One day Peyton Pritchard will come to my local Chinese restaurant and dine with me.
Ooh, I could get Chinese.
I would treat him.
Low-key, we don't have any...
I would